Do you dare rise? Do you dare to take up space, to be in your power, to be you?
Welcome to the Isla Podcast. My name is Nisa. I'm an intuitive guide, mentor, energy reader, and creator of soul-based courses to lead you to your highest self. I'm here to help guide you back to that inner knowing, purpose, creativity, inner child, heart, and light. Are you ready?
Welcome back to the Seeking Isla Podcast, my loves. How are we doing? We are officially a good week into June, a good solid week into June. And just speaking to our babes and our community, which is on Facebook, we have an amazing Facebook community. I would love to invite all of you listening to come join us there. And also just speaking with one-on-one clients and group mentorship clients this week and friends and family and loved ones, we're all really feeling this turbulent energy and just craziness of the eclipse season and the retrogrades that we moved into in the last 2 weeks. So if you haven't yet, I highly encourage you to go listen to the June forecast podcast episodes, the episode right before this, to really get the scoop on everything going on with that and clarity. But I just want you to know that I see you, I feel you, I honor you, and I am still excited to be in this energy, as tough as it has been for me too personally, because I really feel like this is giving me that invitation to pause and get those to-do things, those things that have been on my to-do list for not just months, but like years, done. And also to really look at what I'm working on and the things that I feel like I have to work on and release the things that are not really working for me or that are no longer in alignment. Really reevaluate, really lean into that retrograde energy of rethinking, revisiting, and reevaluating. So I just wanted to also extend that little piece to you guys, because if you're feeling, you know, exhausted and worn out and just beaten down like so many babes I've been speaking with this last week, I really encourage you to turn your energy, whatever you have, into just clearing out, cleaning up, wrapping up, tying up loose ends in a way that's not putting a lot of like pressure on yourself, but in a way that just feels like we're cleaning out. This has to go. I'm making space for all that's to come on the other side of this. So, my loves, if you would also be interested in getting the weekly energetic breakdown and guidance that I provide to our community every week, at the start of every week on Sunday and Mondays, Sunday/Mondays, depends. We alternate sometimes between days. There's a link in the show notes to sign up for that. It's totally free, and it's a wonderful way to start off the week, wonderful little ritual to just tune in, see what's going on, how to prepare, journal prompts to support you with it, meditations, all that jazz. All right, my loves. Today, I wanted to hop on here and just do a really quick episode. Really quick, but potent episode. And this is riding off the coattails of kind of this, what I was describing about this energy of turbulence and clearing out and releasing and letting go and just having your life thrown upside down. I was really marinating on this topic of what is a powerful woman? What is a powerful woman? And for those of you who are listening and don't identify with being female or are non-binary, you know, you can just apply this to anyone. I'm just speaking from what I know my personal experience to be, which is as a woman. That's the verbiage that I'm going to use for that. But the energetics are the same. So apply it to whatever you identify with. So I was really marinating on this topic of what is a powerful woman? What is a powerful woman? And here's what I've come to in this last, you know, week or two, in the midst of the energy bookended between these two crazy eclipses. A powerful woman is a woman who's in her power. A woman in her power is a woman who does not give her power away to or for anything. Not to insecurities, not to fear, not to limiting beliefs, not to doubt or judgment. A powerful woman is a woman who shows up unapologetically herself. She's one who faces the world head on every day, facing a world that profits off making women like her insecure, a world that tries to get her to be everything but herself. A powerful woman doesn't make herself small. This is such a big one, my loves. A powerful woman doesn't make herself small. She doesn't shrink herself to make others around her comfortable. She takes up space. And this is something I've seen a lot, my loves, for myself included too. And this is what I've come to with that is if you are around people and you're in your strength and in your confidence and owning your gifts and owning yourself in an empowered way, and it makes people around you uncomfortable, do not change yourself. Do not shrink yourself or make yourself small to make others comfortable. Change your environment. Change the people that you're surrounded with. And I don't say this lightly, like with a grain of salt, like, oh, just get rid of everyone in your life. That's not what I'm saying. A powerful woman takes up space and she grows and she comes into her power and she owns it. She's not making herself smaller, shrinking to fit these containers that society or the media or the government or family or friends have put her in. Because those that are meant to rise with her to her level and to grow with her are going to do that. And they're not going to make herself feel like she has to be smaller just to be around them. That's like asking a flower that's in a pot to just stay small because everyone else is in that pot. Can't get bigger because this is the pot we're in. No, change your pot. Change your pot. You're meant to grow. You're meant to shine in all your beauty and to take up space and to bloom. Do not keep yourself a small little bud to make the rest of those people in your pot comfortable. Find a bigger pot. A powerful woman is nothing but her full, authentic self. Flaws, gifts, strengths, stories, all of it. That is what makes her powerful. Her authenticity. And this is what makes others judgmental or insecure for you. See, when a woman is fully standing in her authenticity, which by default is standing in her power, she becomes a mirror to others that shows them where they're not showing up for themselves or as themselves. And that's triggering for people. That's what makes them insecure or judgmental or try to make you shrink. But don't shrink. The world needs more big, beautiful flowers that are moving to bigger pots, not all these little shrunken flowers that are afraid to grow because of their pots. You guys liking this analogy? So a powerful woman is powerful and magnificent and magnetic because she is so fully herself. And it's this authenticity that allows her to build and attract a life that is fully in alignment to her soul, the life of her dreams. So to be a powerful woman is a woman who's living a life in alignment, who's created her environment around her to be in alignment with her soul and what she wants and her dreams and where she wants to grow and go. And to live a life in alignment, you must be authentic or you will be attracting things that are not in alignment. A woman who shows up as her truest, most authentic, flawed, incredible self is one of the most powerful things because she's making a choice. And that is taking her power back. That is owning her power. This woman is making a choice to choose to be herself in a world every single day that is trying to get her to be anything but. Being powerful is a choice. Being authentic is a choice. Being in alignment is a choice. And it's one of the most bravest, most vulnerable choices that you can make. And it's not always the easiest because of the things we talked about, triggering people, insecurities, doubts, even feelings of loneliness when you're growing. You're looking for other people to be in your pot. I hear you. I see you. I honor you. And that's why being a powerful woman is a choice. And you know what? Making that choice is one that inspires and empowers those around her to also truly be themselves. To grow, to come with her to her next pot, to find bigger pots of their own. A powerful woman is herself. Bottom line, that's what she is. She's herself. She's not anyone else. She's not contorting herself to the boxes to make other people comfortable or to fit in or blend in. She's taking up space. So the only difference between a powerful woman and one who is not yet in her power is that that powerful woman has chosen to rise. To rise to her power, to rise to her highest self, to rise. And what even is your highest self? It's you. It's you in your most potent, pure, authentic, aligned form. And you can't be your highest self if you're trying to be something else because you're not being authentic. And you can't have a life of your dreams that you love that's in alignment if you're not being authentic, because you're going to attract things that are not authentic to you. So they will actually be out of alignment. So this woman has chosen to rise up to her highest self despite the weights of doubt, fear, limiting beliefs, society, programming, and more. She's chosen to rise. She's chosen to stand in her power. And the only thing standing between you and that powerful woman is that choice. A powerful woman is you. You are a powerful woman. All you have to do is make the choice. And perhaps you're partially in your power or not at all in your power or fully in your power, but it is a choice. It is a choice to be yourself, to show up every day. To stand in your authenticity, to dare to build a life in alignment, to rise to your highest self, to take up space, to own the power of being you. So a powerful woman is you. The only thing that's different between where you are right now and fully stepping into and embodying being a powerful woman is that choice. So are you ready? Are you ready to make that choice? Are you ready to rise to your highest self? Are you ready to dare to stand in the power of being your full, beautiful, flawed, authentic self and take up space? And dare to build a life of alignment that may be totally different than what society wants for us or tells us we need? Do you dare rise? Do you dare to take up space to be in your power, to be you? Are you ready to rise? So, my loves, let's take a breath. A lot in there to integrate. The reason I've been marinating so much on this lately, my loves, is I am launching my next group program. And this group program was formerly called the Isla Alchemy Container, which I'm sure you've heard me speak about before on the podcast. And after running several rounds of this and watching what happened to these women, I realized that I needed a new word to describe what was happening, because the transformations were so incredible. And that is why I started thinking about this. What is a powerful woman? And that's why I ultimately changed the name. Because yes, what's happening during these programs is alchemy. It's transformation, it's transmutation, it's creation, it's evolution. But it's that choice I was telling you guys about. It's that choice to rise. It's that choice to step up, to do the work, to face the fears and the limiting beliefs and the world full on, and make a choice every day, day after day, to be in your power, to be your authentic self, to be in alignment, to continue to always be rising to your highest self. And so, my loves, if this is hitting with you, I would love to invite you to our free workshop next week, Tuesday, June 15th at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So that's 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And this workshop is going to be talking all about what we talked about tonight, the energetics of what happens on this journey of rising to yourself and the tools that I will equip you with to be able to do that. And like all of my one-on-one mentorship work or group containers, my job as the mentor that my soul has chosen to be in this life is to empower you to be able to do these things for yourself. So any workshop or programs or mentorships or anything you do, you will always walk away with the tools to be able to do this stuff on your own. Because the world needs more empowered women. And I want to be a part of that movement. And so, like I said, if this is hitting, if you're feeling this, come join us for the free workshop next Tuesday, June 15th. It's in the Facebook group. I'll put a link in the description so that you can sign up for it via email and be notified. Get some reminders. If you already know that you want to join us for this group mentorship program, I'll put a link for that below as well, so you can take a look at the program, the six-week program. This program and this workshop are for the woman who is ready to rise. This is for the woman who is ready to level up all areas of her life, spiritual, emotional, physical, relationships, war, everything. I teach everything in this program. It is such a powerful program. And throughout the 6 weeks, you have the support of me, your mentor, your healer, your intuitive guide, holding space for you, as well as your sisters who will be in the program as well, your soul sisters, your soul tribe. So it's a really powerful 6 week container that is truly life changing. And if that's something that you're ready for, and it's already a hell yes for you, let's do it. Registration for this is going to open up on Monday, June 14th. I'm going to be talking about it Monday, June 14th. If you want more information in the meantime, sign up below for the workshop and sign up for the newsletter so you can keep updated on what's happening. My loves, I highly encourage you come to this workshop if this is piquing your interest. I will be doing some giveaways. Workshop babes always get special pricing. And it's just going to be a wonderful way to like kick off the week and the launch of this program. I am so excited. Truly. I cannot wait to hold this space with you babes. So, I want to know how we're feeling. I don't know if anything shifted for you, if you're integrating, marinating. I'd love to connect with you, babes. I'm linking the Facebook group below. That's the best way to connect with me. I'm always live in there. You can always also add me on Facebook and shoot me a DM. I'd love to connect and chat with you, babes. One more quick thing that I wanted to flag is I have one one-on-one mentorship container spot opening up later on this month. These don't come around often, so if you've been interested in one-on-one mentorship and really getting that accountability, that extra support, that just quantum leap, I mean, these containers are powerful, the work that we do on one-on-one. So if it's been piquing your interest in any way or you're feeling drawn to work with me, I highly encourage that you check out that link, learn more about these uniquely tailored and designed programs that are just really custom crafted in soul alignment for each and every woman who comes into them. So if you have been feeling pulled or drawn to work with me, I highly encourage that you check out that link in the show notes and learn more about one-on-one, what one-on-one mentorship looks like with me, and get in your application before that spot fills up. And on that note, I just wanted to share one of our podcast reviews of the week that is so beautiful and is actually from one of my beautiful one-on-one clients. She says, 5 stars. This was the first podcast episode, episode 25, I listened to and knew that I needed to work with you. It all happened very quickly once I heard your voice. Your energy immediately grounded me and made me feel at peace. I'm so honored that the universe brought you into my life. Truly forever grateful. Such a life-changing, beautiful soul. That was from Stace. Guys, working with you, babes, whether it's one-on-one or in a workshop or a group mentorship program, it just truly is soul work for me. And reading reviews on like this just makes it all worth it, you know? So, like I said, if you're feeling the pull to work with me, definitely check it out. Get in a mentorship application and we'll hop on a call to see if it's a good fit. If this episode resonated for you, share it with a friend who could hear some of the messages in it. And leave a review. Take a minute to leave a 5-star review at the bottom of Apple Podcasts. That helps this podcast more than you know. This is a free resource that I love to provide you babes with every week. And taking a minute to leave a 5-star review helps get the word around, helps me out. And I love reading all of them. And as a thank you for that, and just a little fun thing that I'm doing this month, once you leave that 5-star review and a couple nice words about the podcast and what you liked about it, take a screenshot of the episode and send it to me at hello@seekisla.com, and you will be entered to win a free guidance and reading session with me. These are valued at almost $200. And we just pulled one of the winners today, and it's so fun. She's so cute. She's saying she's never won anything before. So it's real. It's a real giveaway, and I would love for those of you who've been wanting to do a session to be able to enter this and have a chance at winning that with me. And if you are interested in a session outside of this, shoot me a message at hello@seekisla.com. You can also take a look at the website, seekisla.com, and scope some of the offerings and things going on there. I hope that this episode gave you the boost that you needed during this week. I hope that you are gentle with yourselves this week and really take time to ground down, clean up those things that you're ready to let go of that are no longer serving you, that you want to wrap up, and also take some time to just really marinate on what you want to call in. What does the highest version of yourself look like? What is that beautiful dream life that's fully in alignment with you and your authentic self look and feel like? Yeah? All right, my beauties, have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your weeks. Oh goodness, my brain. Have a beautiful rest of all your weeks and your days. I will be back in here in your ears next week for a very exciting episode that we are having that's all about travel and energetics and healing and spirituality. It's such a juicy one with one of my friends who is also a big traveler, and I can't wait to share the wisdom that came up in this episode. It's going to be so fantastic. I can't wait to share it with you guys. So stay tuned for that. If you aren't yet subscribed, subscribe now so you can be notified as soon as the episode comes out. Otherwise, my beauties, have a wonderful rest of your week, your weeks, and all your weeks and your days. Sending you so much love. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.